All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning and resuscitate your passion and renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Now, we are here. This is episode 1212, right? Over 1,200 episodes where we have been really diligent about helping you go to the next level. I know typically you don't see and hear God with business and money and life, but that's what we do here at Power Start Your Day. We want him all up in every area of your business. And we have been talking about getting rich and in every way. Obviously, if rich, the word rich makes you feel uncomfortable, or the word rich automatically takes you to money, you may have a money block. And we want to get rid of that because we want you to be able to experience all that God has for you. And I want us to discuss this week, as we are going to continue, on the seven things that rich people do that others don't. And there are some specific things that rich people do that others don't. And I'm going to tell you something. One of the things that you want to look at outside of your crew, checking who you're hanging out with, one of the things that rich people totally know is that it takes short-term sacrifices for long-term success. Now, if you're not already inside of our Pink Millionaire Tribe, I encourage you to go ahead and join it on Facebook. Go to the Pink Millionaire Tribe on Facebook and join. I know that we're probably bringing this video up to the top there so that you don't miss it if you're in the tribe, because sometimes we go live in other platforms or other spaces, and sometimes we only go in the tribe. So you don't want to miss any of this. I encourage you to go ahead and do that, because we're going to take this whole thing about becoming rich and walking in the promises of God to a whole nother level. And you got to be free. You got to definitely understand that in order for you to have freedom, there has to be some sacrifice at some point. And so I am going to share with you that we have a scripture, the word of God in the book of Hebrews. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hebrews is a bad to the bone book in the Bible. It is one of the ultimate teachings on manifestation for those who are into and say, oh, I want to manifest this. You can't manifest without faith. But I'm going to share with you that there are elements to faith that many people are unwilling to accept. And one of them is discipline. Hebrews 12:11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Now, we're going to go deeper into this. I'm so excited for you because, you know, it's so amazing that even this morning, I am just so clear on the intent of the success of others through God's word, not just through my opinion or anyone else's opinion, through what God says works. So therefore, you don't have to doubt, are you going to be successful or can you be rich? It's written and exactly how to do it. So those who are frustrated about people keep telling you the what, but they won't tell you the how, you need to plug in the Power Start Your Day. And I plug into God. Let's go to him together so we can put to flight anything that's stopping you from success. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made. We're glad with grace we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, we are seeking your face and not your hand. We want to know how to have the mind of Christ. We know that he was the ultimate sacrifice. You've given us your only begotten son, and then he sacrificed his life. He sacrificed, if there was such a thing, for him is ego. He did not edge you out of anything. He was on clear assignment, a disciplined assignment. And he was able to say, it is finished. He knew without a shadow of a doubt that he did what you called him to do. Now, he ascended to the right hand and left us with your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit came to earth and dwell on the inside of us. And we are calling you and acknowledging you, that gentle yet powerful spirit, your spirit, Lord, that will teach, guide, direct, and correct us. That we will become intentional. We will become intuitive about success. No longer searching the world, but occupying in our rightful place in the kingdom. And therefore, we'll be able to have dominion here on earth. We honor you and we bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's chat. OMG. Listen. I want us to go to the book of Hebrews. And if you are serious and not just curious about success with God's word, go read the whole book, especially Hebrews chapter 12. 11 and 12, don't miss that opportunity. But let's talk about discipline. For the moment, all discipline seems painful. For the moment, all discipline seems painful. Do you know that rich people are willing to do things that are extremely uncomfortable, knowing that it's only uncomfortable for a moment? One of the things that other people don't realize is that whatever you cannot do well now, if you do it consistently with the intent of excellence, eventually you will be able to do it well. I'm going to say that one more time. Whatever, you want to take note of this. You want to take note of this. Because learning anything is going to be uncomfortable or unfamiliar to you. Learning anything. But the thing is that you want to be intentional to learn things that are taking you to the end of the result of the vision. This is the reason why we always talk about this vision board, because some people are learning things and spending time going through pain, learning things that has nothing to do with where you're going. That's even going to be more frustrating. Time waits for no one. So what we want to do is understand the value of time and saying, you know what? If I am very clear on what I need to get what I want, that tells you that's the process, right? You got to first get to a place where you are clear on what you need to get to where you want to, at least get in an atmosphere where those kind of conversations are happening. That's why we talk about Pink Millionaire Club. But I want you to think in this moment. I know sometimes when people talk about God, they only want to feel. They don't want to think. It's going to take decision-making and thought process to be disciplined. You have to make a decision for discipline. Discipline is not something that just happens on its own, because discipline at some point is painful. So when someone tells you that it's painful for a moment, and it says, look at this. Seems painful for a moment. When you see the word, it seems, that means it's called perspective. That's how you see it. But does that always mean it's the truth? So God gave us and said, listen, I know what you're gonna feel when you're in this place of going through disciplined activity. So I know it's going to seem like it's too hard. I know it's going to seem like someone's being mean. I know it's going to seem like you're never going to make it, but I'm going to tell you what is the truth about discipline. It's painful It seems painful rather than pleasant. Isn't everybody searching for pleasure? Ooh, it feels good. You want coaches that always make you feel good. You're gonna crash and burn with somebody always trying to save your feelings. People can't always save your feelings for you to create a bright future. I can remember one of my mentors who, when I shared with her, this was back in, I think maybe like 2013. And she said, what do you want to be? Like, what area would you like to make impact? It was Dame DC Cordova. And I said, a coach. And she said, a coach? She said, everyone's saying they're a coach. No. You're not a coach. Tony Robbins is a coach. You're not a coach. You got a lot of work to do. And instead of me taking it offensively, I said, oh, okay, I got work to do. And what I did is dig deeper into my vision. Because the vision, where it started pulling me, where there was passion, passion is going to now incite discipline in you. Where each and every day, I began to study around coaching. And the first thing I did when studying around coaching, because I wanted to be one after the heart of God, what I did was say, Lord, purify my heart. Help me make sure that my intentions is not just for me to be standing on stages or whatever for people to call my name. I want them to call your name. And I need you to make sure to check me anytime. But then, you know what the Holy Spirit said? You can't take anyone, anywhere you haven't mastered the experience. So I began to now search through my life in the areas of experience that I had. And I'm like, okay, I know how to overcome some obstacles. That's a challenge. I know how to go from one side of money to the other side of money without losing my faith or my femininity. I know how to do that. I am disciplined with the resources that God has given me, where first I sow seed before I'm looking to reap harvest. I did that. And then become the proof. Now, my same mentor calls me a master. Because I was disciplined to practice. Your fruit tell you how disciplined you are. Fruit is nothing but something. Now, I'm not talking about right now with the GMOs and you know, all the stuff that we're doing with fruit nowadays in this days and time. And we feel it with our bodies. We're not getting the nutrients from the food and all this type of stuff. I'm talking about fruit the way God intended it. What you want to understand is that discipline now demands and yields peace and righteousness. Peace and righteousness. When we're discussing righteousness here with Power Start Your Day, we're talking, and I was taught this by another one of my mentors, Dr. Miles Monroe, that the righteousness was being able to first, do you know your rights? Like Miranda rights, you know, with the laws of the land, like a person has to go through process before they can arrest you. They're supposed to, or it's unlawful. We discussed that yesterday about being equally yoked. We're saying who is with righteousness and lawlessness. They don't operate in the same place. Now we're talking about your rights. We're talking about your authority, your power to operate in a certain level. When we're discussing this here and we're saying peace, that means peace is when you can make decisions. It's not peaceful when you know you can make decisions where you have autonomy. It's peace. You can make decisions. You don't have to no longer accept or tolerate things in your life, people, places, or things in your life that you don't have to. You're disciplined in what you do. I want to ask you this question. In your life, money, and business, where would you honestly be able to say you paid the dues to be able to walk in peace and righteousness. Some people always are looking for someone else to pay the dues for them. They want someone else to do all the studying, someone else to invest in all the personal and professional development and just spill it out on them for free. Where is it that you would say that I'm disciplined? Meaning that I'm consistent with the intent of excellence. Consistent with the intent of excellence. Hey, somebody is getting this on today. Say, I got it if you're getting this on today. Someone is getting it on today. Oh my gosh, my whole body is going to chills. Is somebody out here listening to this that just within that last statement is going to the next level? Because now you're walking in truth and say, you know what? I need to be okay with paying my dues so I can have my peace and walk in my rights, my rightful place that God has already called me. Not the world, not the people who press in like or dislike or thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm talking about where you are knowing that you are operating in the rights of God. Forget about this not being a popular message. I know people talking about God with business and money. People don't like it. They get uncomfortable because they want to be in business doing things that are lack of integrity. They want to operate in manipulation to make money. So they don't want nobody saying nothing. I've even had people who say they're consulting to say, well, don't make people, you know, the God thing. You got to say it in a certain way. No, God. That's who created me. You roll by your rules and I'm rolling by his. Because I was disciplined enough to where the bank account is rolling, I figured that out. So I have the peace and the freedom to speak the truth without fear of somebody saying, if I do this to you, it's going to change your life. You want to say, I am paying my dues, so you can be disciplined and walk in the rights. Trust me, God is not going to let you down. He cannot let you down. He has to respond to his word. He can't go back and change it. He will not go back and change it. This word that we're saying with you in the book of Hebrews was even before Christ. B.C. And when you can look at yourself and you look at your Power Moves planner, if you don't have one, go get one. If you don't have one, go get one. Go to NicolaSmithJackson.com or PinkMillionaireClub.com and click on the Pink Millie shop and get you a planner. If you're not mastering time, you ain't mastering money. I'm sorry to give you that. That's a whole nother thing that rich people do. They definitely work on mastery of time. But what I'm sharing with you today is, where could you say I'm disciplined? Wherever you're disciplined, trust me, the fruit is going to be peace. The fruit is you're going to walk within your rights in life, money, and business. You disciplined with life and saying, you know what? I'm going to stop pressing the snooze button. I'm going to get up and do what I said I'm going to do and stop expecting the results from the work I didn't do. I'm going to be uncomfortable, whether it's on with social media or reaching out to people or connecting with the right people, whether you're connecting with prospects or connecting with the right wealth network. I'm going to be authentic and be okay with, this is how I speak. I don't have to change into Pastor Gray Poupon. Those days are over. There are enough wealthy people that are just 100% themselves. And what they did is they paid the discipline, whether it was in their sports, whether it was in their whatever business they created, whatever. They were disciplined enough where they no longer have to say, I gotta get in to fit in. They now start creating their own lane. Influence. They're okay if they're not invited to every party. They create their own parties. Discipline. You want to walk within the righteousness and walk within fruits? Stop running from discipline. Understanding that the pain is only temporary. But if you follow your mind where it's only on pleasure, if you make pleasure permanent, then success will be temporary. You better catch that one. Somebody better say, I caught it, I caught it, I caught it. If you make pleasure permanent, that's all you're looking for, success will be temporary. You're looking for everybody to say, you're not that bad. It's not that bad. You need somebody to say, listen, you got to tighten up. I got to give a shout out to a young lady who was my assistant when I was doing hair. And when I can see right now, she just opened up her mobile salon. And most everyone who have trained under me for anything, they're going to always see and hear this discipline or this correction. At some point, they stop liking it. Bad mistake. Because anything where you are doing it consistently with the intent of excellence will pay off. And there's no level of success that's going to not require discipline. Even if it's you investing your money, it's going to require that the money is disciplined, that you keep sowing that seed, you keep feeding that thing. That's the world of compounding. You're still feeding a seed until the seed starts reproducing itself, multiplying money. When you understand these principles about success, you will understand even very clearly our next webinar that's coming up on the Family Banker. How to start your own family bank and multiply your money. Now, when we get to that point, and we're saying, yeah, you're not starting no family bank without depositing money. We do understand that, right? We understand that you're going to have to deposit money. You want money to multiply if a seed only reproduces after its own kind. Does it require a lot of money? Does it require a lot of money? A lot is perspective. A lot is perspective, but some of you all are going to have to really get with discipline and say, you know what? Maybe there's something that I'm going to have to do without to start my family bank so that at least the money start multiplying. Because if you only are a consumer, the fruit of consumption is depletion. Hello, somebody. Write it down. The fruit of only consumption is depletion. Eventually, it goes out. God even set it up that the more we eat, eventually all it's doing is coming out as waste. Did you hear that? All God's systems, the principles work the same. If all you're doing is eating, all you now are full of, and I'm not even going to say it. It was a back in the day when I would just sit and had no question about it and don't even think about it if you think I still love God or not. But I'm letting you know. If all you do is consume, it's going to come out as waste. But if you invest, you're going to yield fruit. Investing yields fruit. Consumption, especially overconsumption, is waste. If you're not sure if you're overconsuming or not, check your bank account. Numbers are the language of God. It does not know how to lie. Numbers. Discipline, you should be able to quantitate how many. You say you discipline with reaching out to prospects. Well, how many did you reach out to today, yesterday, the day before, last week, last month, last year? Typically, even if you were one that were having tons of success, you say business slow. No, business ain't slow. You got slow. Business ain't slow. Money is always flowing to where there is value and where people are pursuing it. Business ain't slow. You slow. Business is not slow. Money just moves where it can be multiplied. So business is not slow, you slow. You will be able to say, okay, if I worked out, you worked out, yeah, well, how many reps did you do? How many days did you do it? You see what I'm saying? Discipline is always going to come to numbers. Oh, I invest my money. How much money? What is the percentage of your earnings that you invest? How often do you invest? Are you guys getting this? This stuff is simple. I know you getting it. Say I got it. I know you're getting it. Discipline is going to lean back into the language of money. That's how you even know. The language of numbers, I'm sorry. That's how you know. Discipline is God sent. Don't run away from pain, baby. Not if it's taking you to eventually a pleasure. We're not talking about cycles of pain. You know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about abuse. Nowhere said discipline was the abuse. We got to know the difference. Because where it's abuse is where you need to exit. But if you were disciplined, you get the choice to do so peacefully. Did you catch that? I think that's it. I got to go on that one right there. That's right. When it start looking like abuse, you want to be in a position where you can choose. But if you're not disciplined, you can't say you paid your dues. Whoa, that sounds like a rap song. Can we go back and replay that? I love you. See you later.